Welcome. This is Beyond the Here and Now. I'm your host, Antonia Lau. And this is a show that will take you a moment to wrap your heads around new thought, new thinking, new ideologies than you've been taught to think and to believe about yourself, the world around you, and your place in it. Today's topic, we're going to talk about the purpose of music on the soul and human nature. Now, this is important because people, you know, we know what we like listening to on the air, and like I said, when we go with our friends or just by ourselves or in the car on the radio. But this has been done for centuries when they didn't have those media to use as well. Everything from classical music was composed and performed, but we have to remember something. It'll say the composer's name or the artist's name or the musician's name. That's nice. But believe it or not, all those ideas for the lyrics, for the music beds, for the tracks behind, all those are actually a downloading and always have been from the divine universe. No kidding. So it's an interesting thing to watch how humans, since the time of building fires, have literally listened to some sort of music. They were banging on something, making rhythm, but it has an impact or an effect on human souls. Believe it or not, remember, we're not just this body, we're mind, body, and soul. And those in balance are what are going to work for our greatest soul growth and hence a better world because of it. Now, I had a career, a real career, as a professional singer for many, many years. 5-octave vocal range, which is rare. Most people have average, you know, an octave and a half. Fine, as long as they're putting something out. But I learned then through my metaphysical spiritual studies that the audience listening to the vocalist perform, actually, it gets rid of personal karmic debt, believe it or not. So it's a healing for the audience or the listener. It gives them something. I learned again that percussion music, believe it or not, helps to rid procrastination. It gets people in their lives to do something, to improve. These are all basic metaphysical, spiritual confirmed points, but it's not taught. So just because you might be finding this out for the first time doesn't mean it's not real. You know, on my show, I'm a hard and fast skeptic. So anything you hear me say, the universe has had to beat me over the head about 50 million times before I would believe it. But I have to research it, I have to study it deeply. But there's a purpose as to why we resonate to music in all its formats and all its forms and all its genre for centuries and millennia as humankind has existed. We knew that the rhythm would have a sense or a good feeling inside of us. We knew that there was a purpose when we could get together collectively and kind of share together. And even on stage when I would perform, whether it was a solo artist or as an artist, a part of a group or a band, what I noticed was when everybody was feeling good in the band, but what they were doing musically and rhythmically and vocally, there was an energy that cooked, felt so good. And you could see the audience, no matter how small, how huge, they would feel it. And then there's an energy transforming between the two, the performers on stage and the audience listening. So there's a beautiful mass healing quality happening every single time we're listening, especially, and that's live. And most people aren't aware of that energy. That's why live concert is so much different than when we, again, hear it through our media. Still good on the media. We can hear those lyrics and still affect us. We can hear the music beds and the tracks behind. We can feel it, but it has an energy that impacts us. So percussion, of course, as I stated, gets rid of procrastination. Even if you notice the cities and towns all across the world have, parades, right? And you hear the drum line come, those heavy, big, you know, bass drums, and the beat of the intensity of everything from the timpani to all that, and the clash of the cymbals at the end of any, whether it's a philharmonic orchestra or it's a high school band, you hear all that resonating as you walk past. You'll feel the beat of the drums, believe it or not, in your chest. It actually is going into your heart chakra. Every beat of that drum absolutely opens the heart every single time. So the trick is, with all the genre music out there, you want to kind of watch what you're hearing or listening to because of that, because that heart chakra opens with every beat. And so we hear some brilliant music from, I'm telling you, I used to, believe it or not, listening to nothing but classical when I was in high school. Got up early the whole time preparing, was always a bed of beautiful classic music. That was important to me. My favorite, of course, the strings, violins, ultimate. I used to play violin a little bit. But the point was, it was uplifting to me. It made me start my day, but that was every day. But yet, oh my goodness, the popular music at the time, I could nail it. Dancing, singing, it was awesome. And so it was a joy to have that juxtaposition of music that was hundreds of years old and current music at the time that could be popular or that I liked. Didn't have to be popular for me to like it. It just had to have something that spoke to my soul. And so ultimately, isn't music to speak to our souls? So the key would be, ultimately, as we see the genres of music, they change. But I would, even in my study of music and my vocal coach and all that good stuff, the point was to study all genre. So I would listen to the music that was from the early 1900s and all those artists that were popular, really studying and learning. And I would watch the changes as every generation came across with music. And I noticed something would change, like the time during the war, they went into more swing and stuff like that to liven themselves up, to take away the pain of the war that was going on. It was a healing for them, okay? Dance would have that same quality because it would lay in with new dances and new ways of thinking just based on the music that was performed by musicians all over the world. It continued through every genre of music. Then I noticed something. Right around the 80s, there was something that changed. Every 5 minutes or so, and I'll pause that moment or pause for that sound, because that's we got to clear that for a second here. Ah, the digital age, and we'll clear that out. But the point is, the sound is so important when we hear it. It resonates inside on a soul level. We have our favorite music. They even found with people that were elderly, with points of dementia, they found that when they heard their favorite music from their time period, all of a sudden all their memories would come back, their joy. And of course, sometimes music will bring back memories of things that weren't so joyous. But remember, it has a healing impact on us all. The point is to heal. And so that's got to be the key that people don't realize or to understand. So the musician, the vocalist, every artist that performs with music is realizing this kind of quality that they have to present to the audience for their benefit, this beautiful quality for healing, for soul growth. So the artist has this wonderful quality that they're guided to. So you'll find that the genre of music, I notice, like for that period, it would be that quality. And again, I'll mention back to the 80s. I saw something stick. Every 5 years, you could see for every decade, music would start 80. And then by 5 years into it, everybody's doing that style of music. And then 5 years to the end of that decade, to the 90s, there'd be another change of music. But all of a sudden, at the end of the 80s into the 90s, I saw it get stuck. People would try to produce stuff and it became poppy and unusually formulaic sometimes on the radio. And there's nothing wrong with listening to our favorites over and over, but I saw something get stuck. And then rap took over. And the first rap was intense, okay, for everybody to hear, because people were angry and they were expressing perhaps a lot of that anger or things that they liked about their life that would cause shock or people to look into. That's okay. That's their free will choice. But what I noticed was it kind of stuck. And so I was looking for something more. And okay, this is a good genre. But now here we are in 2019. And I see we still have all those genres of music, whatever you want to call it. We still have shows that are popular. We still can hear anywhere our old things that we love and the new things that we are new to us that we've never heard. But now people are becoming more aware, gaining a conscience as well. And so they're putting across pieces of music, pieces of rap, and tracks that make a difference in our thinking, that are to empower us, but to impact us in the highest way positively for all humankind. So today, it's my literally my pure pleasure to introduce somebody that I just met not too long ago, that has a wonderful sense of what the divine universe is offering. And I'd like to introduce the audience to my guest today, Eamon Adam. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
And we met because, like I said, in your work or your, that's how we came across one another. But I was curious because of the energy I got off of you. And I asked, what did you do? And I mentioned what I did. And you said, well, you know, I produce rap. I really have a lot of songs. I said, really? Because a lot of people won't produce their own stuff as well. They'll borrow somebody else's. And you had finally sent me those pieces. And I loved every one of them. So can I ask, when did you start writing in the first place?
I started writing when I was very young. So I must have been probably around 6 to 7, 8 years old when I was just started like figuring out rhythms and stuff and like trying to make things rhyme. And so I would write like little things like even for my mom or dad, right?
Oh, just, cute.
Exactly. Kind of like poems, not really rap, but you know. So as I progressed, I just started to write more and more. And then for a while, I didn't really write much, but I got really into freestyling, right? So I got into the flow. So I already had kind of like that lyrical aspect, but right. I didn't have an ability to flow like a rapper would flow, right? So when I started to freestyle, I started to learn how to catch that flow and like kind of just get a vibe and relax and let the words come to you and let everything come to you type of thing. That's when I really got into like rap in a music sense instead of just like writing, you know? And so I started writing some songs, and you know, now I'm where I'm at.
Very good. So can I ask, since you started putting in your lyrics, so to speak, or the words that you found in poetry, which is how it starts, because all music starts. And I found that souls that have that gift usually start in childhood. And so yeah. You said you were 6 years old.
Yeah, when I started to write little rhythms and stuff.
So your mom and dad, and not only that, you were doing something that most kids won't do. You weren't just writing the poetry. You were giving the poetry you wrote as gifts to your beloved parents. Okay, and again, most kids don't think about that, or that's not their focus. So I think that was beautiful. And so I like the fact that you wanted to encourage your writing to continue, and you started to do that freestyling where you allow them the words to flow.
Exactly.
Okay.
And when it comes to that, mm-hmm. especially I'd say like for anybody who is trying to like freestyle or that sort mm-hmm. of thing, mm-hmm. It's really about relaxing and like she just said, letting the flow come to you kind of. Yes. You can't really go for that, you know. You can't really like to attempt too hard to like try and catch the flow. It'll kind of come to you kind of thing, right? So you just gotta let it happen.
So in essence, you're opening yourself up, so to speak, to the divine universe, source, force, all there is,
exactly.
to get the download that we need to hear to grow and learn from, exactly. and to enjoy,
yeah.
as well as to heal from.
Because so, it's also related to like, I guess you could say your subconscious, right?
Yes.
And coming from your subconscious, and that's all tied into, right? The, like you said, the divine universe, right?
Right. People don't realize the left brain, all it does, because that's what they teach us at school, is store facts, figures, alphabets, letters, numbers. But our creativity comes from right brain, hence, which is a strong connection to higher self, God, creator, all there is, source, force, Allah, all that you want to call it. But it is that divine force that centers through us, through right brain, for all that creativity. As I said earlier, when it says by somebody, it's really not. It's by the universe for us. So it's an important step that you were the instrument, so to speak, to give it to all the rest of us. So in your pieces, I was interested because you sent me 3 pieces. Thank you for that. And the first one was Boom Boom. Now, before we let the audience hear it, I want to know what prompted you to write Boom Boom.
So it's so Boom 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 was pretty much what happened is it's tied into my dreams. And so in the hook, I kind of talk about how, like, I explain kind of a dream, right? And each of the verses is kind of like a different dream. So it's just that I always, since I was young, I've always had very intense dreams. Mm-hmm. And I've always just, like, I never, like, when I was young, I didn't understand it, right?
Right.
But as I grew older, I kind of gained an understanding of, like, what those dreams mean and how dreams can actually, like, are they just, like, real life almost? No, not really, but, like, you know, they all have meanings, right? They all have significant things to do with your actual life. So
when you wrote Boom Boom Boom, you were you were born in the UK, and your family moved to Canada when you were younger. But for you to receive the dreams, a lot of people don't remember their dreams. It's not uncommon. And so I work with them as a metaphysical spiritual teacher all these many years to help them to open to that, because that's kind of the divine universe talking to them at night. People don't realize. When you go to night, your soul goes to class. Everybody has a custom class they go to, whether they realize this or not. And again, remember, these are things that are not taught in mainstream because they don't want you to know. But for people that don't remember their dreams, because you have a full connection to it, that's earned. That's worked at. Your soul's done the work, okay?
And it's not even like those dreams that I, like in the song, those aren't some of the, like, they might not even be actual dreams that I had, right? It's just the fact is, like, because I don't remember my dreams either a lot of the time, right?
Okay, good.
I know for a fact that they were significant, right? And sometimes I do remember my dreams, and some of those dreams are like exact dreams that I had, but like, just like you said, right? Dreams are very hard to remember, especially because you wake up and then it's like, oh.
What ends up happening is, believe it or not, that inspiration is what you got from your dream. Okay,
exactly.
The inspiration to write the song. Some people have no clue or think that they receive no inspiration. So an easy way to get around that is, I'm going to just show literally a clear quartz crystal. There's a purpose for everything under the sun on the planet that God Creator has given us, the divine universe has. And believe it or not, a clear quartz crystal, you just tell it to help you recall and retain your dreams, and literally stick it in your pillowcase, and it does so. It's not a negative, it's of the earth. Remember, on this show, you will only hear the positive use of everything in the metaphysical spiritual world. It should always be used dynamically, that. But what happens is you'll catch that inspiration in your dream, and then you'll give us a song. And so can you tell us what's the story of Boom Boom before we hear?
So Boom Boom, I believe it starts off kind of like with me and a... can I pull up the lyrics? Kind of like,
sure, you're welcome to. And basically, while you're pulling up the lyrics so you can see, it was about boom, 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 literally. It was about the guns and shooting that actually permeates throughout the entire world. And what I like is you brought it to a point of a song that we could actually hear and enjoy and listen and hopefully learn from, which is rare. It's just not about glorifying shooting them up. It's realizing that in the world today, in our reality, this exists. Okay. So you have your lyrics there?
Yeah, I have them here. I'll kind of go over the hook because that's like the main part. That's so pretty much what I'm saying is, it starts like, it's like boom, boom, boom. I hear the bullets that are lighting up the room. We gonna need to clean up crew in aisle 62. I've been having dreams like that since I came out of the womb, right? And what I'm saying there is pretty much I'm describing a dream, right? Where I'm in a store, right? And somebody's come in and they've just shot up the store for no reason, right? You know, because that's the kind of stuff that honestly is happening around the world, like
that's
you said,
correct.
Right? Exactly. And so essentially I'm talking about how I've been having dreams like that, like I said, since I came out the womb, right?
Wow.
So all those like intense dreams have just been a part of my life all this time. And so I'm just using this song to kind of bring it to the people and explain it to them.
And so now for the audience, we're going to hear Boom 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 by Six Pack. Thank you.
the Hennessy, I toss it out the cup, yeah. Let me grab the ganja, cause I'm tired of getting drunk, yo. 10 times 2 is a monumental skunk. For the motherfucking choke artist, the better fucking bunk. I'll keep it going with my flow. Pretty shady like McGonagall, it's Hannibal. He's under duress, but another animal. The lavender, I smell the silly sat right by the calendar. Days where I'm just rapping and my rhymes are raising caliber, yeah. I never think about this shit, it just comes to me. Fucking me once or you'll never be exchanging no hugs with me, yeah. I ain't a white trash trapper, but I want white gold. And when I come to grips with it, I better have a tight hold, yeah. Say less, that's what they say. Well, I put money in my pocket every single day, yeah. Bit checks rolling in, bills I gotta pay for. Bit bills rolling in, guess I gotta pray, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. I hear the bullets start lighting up the room, yeah. We gon' need to clean up crew in aisle 62, fuck. I've been having dreams like that since I came out the womb, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Bust down on a shorty before she move, yeah. I'm just chillin' on her, come up with the crew, huh? Even though we broke boys, we still got shit to do, yeah. This a mystery, but not a murder mystery. Cause this a money mystery. Ay, yo, money is history. Yeah, this comes with treachery. Fuck with my legacy. Be the better half. Don't be talking about what's meant to be here. Goodbye to Hillary. Politics have been killing me. I'm seeing some hillbillies fucking on their own prodigies. Polygamy, monogamy, but I don't fuck with policies. I really think it's way too late for an apology. East to the west ends, the worst to the best ends. Yeah, I'm with my brethren and we teaching lessons. When I see them stressing, look up, count my blessings. Don't watch how I'm living, the truth's in expression. My rhymes cause obsession as well as destruction. But know that they function. I'm fucked up for something. No room to malfunction. I'm stuck in a dungeon. I'm done with construction. It's end of discussion. Boom, 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 boom. I hear the bullets start lighting up the room, yeah. We gon' need to clean up crew in aisle 62, fuck. I've been having dreams like that since I came out the womb, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Bust down on a shorty before she move, yeah. I'm just chilling on her, come up with the crew, huh? Even though we broke boys, we still got shit to do, yeah. I can see them in the stands. Everybody's hands going up on command, yo. Yeah, I can be the fucking man. Everybody saying that they want an autograph, but I just laugh. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry for that. You must have been joking, mistaking me for someone else. It's six pack. Oh, yes, of course, the one and only. Grinding, writing songs for a world that do not know me yet, yo. Cause I'ma be the fucking best. Tear through the crowd with a lyric proof vest. Bless, hit me. Yeah, enough room for both titties. But I see the nipple popping out in it, itty, itty bitty. But today is 420 and I feel like getting litty. So even though she ain't pretty, I still playing on a kitty. I keep it going, make millies. I stack them up by the tilly. And I don't let them out until the weather's getting chilly. What? Boom, 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 boom. I hear the bullets start lighting up the room, yeah. We gon' need to clean up crew in aisle 62, fuck. I've been having dreams like that since I came out the womb, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Bust down on a shorty before she move, yeah. I'm just chillin' on her, come up with the crew, huh? Even though we broke boys, we still got shit to do, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. I hear the bullets start lighting up the room, yeah. We gon' need to clean up crew in aisle 62, fuck. I've been having dreams like that since I came out the womb, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Bust down on a shorty before she move, yeah. I'm just chillin' on her, come up with the crew, huh? Even though we broke boys, we still got shit to do, yeah.
And we're back. That was Boom 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 by Sixpack. And we're here with Sixpack today. We're talking about his inspiration for the songs Boom Boom Boom. And you alluded to earlier, it's because of what we see in the reality of the world with, how can I say it, everything in school shootings to all kinds of things. And what happens with that, right now the world is in a lot of state of change and growth. And so the pain of being suppressed for millennia, humankind's are, how can I say it, resenting. So that comes out right now in the form of anger and hence guns. For whatever reasons, we know it doesn't feel right for humankind to address things in that way or solve anything in that way. But at this time in human development, all the veils are being pulled away from all the garbage and the dark stuff that has been going on behind the scenes. So humans can learn that this is not correct, something needs to be done. We have to one-on-one learn on our own to improve our own garbage. No blame, no judgment to anybody else, but to not allow this to happen. It's a consensus of all of us on the planet, not just one place, not just one government, not even just one religion. It's not about any of that. It's about learning to instill compassion for your fellow man, everything on the earth, and the earth herself. And that's what's missing. So people see it, unfortunately, in a glaring scene like this, so we go, wait a minute. And then there's a saying, and I can't remember which one said it. It could have been Einstein, it could have been someone else. But it says that evil continues because good men do nothing. That's the sad part. Everybody's fine in their little house, they're doing their thing, their job, they're working, they have their little stuff, and they're all happy. But we have to remember, we really are our brother's keeper. And everybody on the planet is a brother and sister to everybody else. No one is better than anyone, just different. And these beautiful differences are like, can you imagine if we only saw in the world yellow flowers growing in only one type? That would be kind of crazy. Like, oh, there's a yellow flower gun. But we see flowers are all flowers. They have different colors, different looks, different styles, different qualities, different textures. They're all flowers. The same thing for humankind. We see these beautiful differences with one another, right? But yet, it's the beauty of all that makes us human. It's the gorgeous quality about each one of us. Everybody has a heart and soul. So I like the fact that you could bring a cross in a song like Boom, Boom, Boom to get them to listen and maybe think. You know, yeah, you're going about your day and you maybe got your groceries there yesterday. And I'm just going to add, because it's coming to my mind, just a couple of weeks ago, a dear close friend of mine and her daughter were having lunch at the hotel in Sri Lanka. And that craziness broke out. They were there the week before the craziness happened. And I'll call it craziness because it is. Be it contrived by, like I said, the deep state, horrible governments that don't care about people. It doesn't matter who the cause, it shouldn't happen. So what ends up happening is you're helping us to look. Now, most people thought, wow, that was so far away. I don't have to really think about that. That's wherever they are in the world. But here I am, a one-on-one, someone I know personally, that I've shared time with. I know her daughter personally. And I'm thinking, wow, this is important for people to realize. And they are dear, sweet, beautiful people. And luckily they didn't have lunch on that next Sunday there. It was the Sunday before that they were there. But the point is, we shouldn't walk around scared or frightened. We should be able to understand what all those people may have gone through, their loved ones as well, and understand that this can't continue to happen. That's not going to solve anything for anyone on the planet. And so even governments with big guns, they need to understand that's not going to help. It never has. So we have to understand the reasoning behind it. And if we change our thinking 101, that's how we change our government. Metaphysically, spiritually, believe it or not, the government we have, the representatives we have up there, you see me pointing. And what I mean by that is they are in charge of everything. They are a consensus of all of our thinking. Like, we don't care. We are too busy doing our stuff, getting our stuff, working, or being suppressed. In many, many parts of the world, it's really difficult. So what I want people to understand is we're all connected. So what we do to one, we do to somebody else. And people have to get or realize that. It was always wrong. It was never part of the divine plan. It's because of free will existing. And free will means, yeah, you have a choice, but you're going to experience the consequences of those choices. So let's stop. Let's take a look. You know, and that's what I liked about your song was, it was like bringing it right to home in your hook, in that lyric line. You basically said, hey, you have to understand this is happening in the world. Make people take a look.
And also, one other thing I was going to say, I guess now that they've heard the song, so they know, and in that third verse as well, like, so I was also trying to depict, like, my dreams as in, like, a goal type of aspiration type of thing, right, as well. And so in that last verse where I was, like,
you're trying to give people hope, it looks like, to exactly. Steer them in the right direction.
And I talk about, I said, just let it be. Or I said, it's pretty much where I'm just like, I'm just trying to like kind of go over it. But it's like, I was like, I can see them in the stands, everybody's hands going up on command. And then it continued from there, right? But what I was trying to depict was that, like, you know, even though these are just dreams, it's also like I'm trying to show that I have goals in these games, like in what I'm doing, right? I'm trying to, you know, make it farther. And those are one of my dreams too, is my goals, right? So it's not always like it's not always trying to depict something
that's happening. You're trying to show in this is happening, and these are my goals. I still have goals and dreams.
Right, exactly.
And that's the whole point. And it's supposed to say, look at this, and as we can continue our goals and dreams in life, and everybody has them, there's a purpose. We're supposed to come here, like I said, give our talents and abilities as you are, and literally six pack just to allow the world to grow and leave the world better than when we came. That's like the purpose.
Yeah.
But people forgot. It's kind of, but I like the fact that you put that positive spin on it so people can realize, continue your focus. Continue being, you're bringing in your highest and your best. And that's what they should be bringing to the table.
Because even though all of that is going on, mm-hmm. As long as you're able to dedicate yourself to something, mm-hmm. you're going to make it, right? You know what I mean?
That's right. And that was the key, because what happens through the hopelessness, we can find story after story after story after story for people that had a hard beginning. And then they really get somewhere in their life and they do something for the benefit of themselves or other. And that's constant all over the world. And it's a choice, just like I mentioned before, free will choice. Either you can complain about it, you can argue about it, which is a waste of time. It doesn't solve anything. Or you can get out there and make your choices, be your highest and best. Don't worry about someone else is doing. Don't even compete with anybody else. It's compete with yourself, best yourself. How did you do yesterday? How did you do today? And the point of the talents and the abilities, they're never to amuse you in your own bedroom. The talents are for us. You promised this life to share those talents for our benefit. We can't just go to work and come home. We learn from your expression that you receive just in their inspiration from your songs and your song lyrics. And I love the fact that you've been doing them since you were like 6 years old. That's usually, how can I say, the soul. The person knows, even as a child, what they like doing. And so if they continue in that vein, they'll find that that could be the area that they really promise their greatest talents and help from humankind.
And on the topic of that, mm-hmm. For me, like when I was young, mm-hmm. I didn't think I was going to be a rapper, right? But I've always had that, just that ability to rhyme words, and like I've just been good with those types of things, right? Even like puzzles and those types of things, like it's all in the painting. It's all in the same kind of realm. You know what I mean? So,
right. So
ultimately, I tried out so many things on my pathway. Like I wanted to be like the best boxer ever, right? So I had like a phase where I was just grinding so hard towards boxing. I wanted to be the best ever, because no matter what it is, at some point I want to be the best at something, right?
Correct.
So, exactly. So I figured out that even after trying all of that, I ended up in that one thing I was doing when I was young, right? That thing that's been there the whole time, right? Even though I didn't know it was going to turn into...
It was one of your strengths, one of your gifts that you're sharing with us. Thank goodness. So on that note, I'm going to talk about another song that you submitted for me. It's called Casino. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came about Casino?
Yeah. So in Casino, I'm kind of talking about, like, and we were actually talking about this, like, I think a couple of days ago.
Yes.
But every song kind of, especially my songs, I'm not sure, I'm sure other rappers as well, like mm-hmm. lots of people, but there's like a code behind, right, what I'm saying, right? So at face value, if we take Casino at face value, pretty much I'm talking about me being in a casino and just relaxing and, like, you know, having a good time type of thing, and a bunch of different things, you know, just whatever's going on, whatever's flowing, right? But the code behind that, and when I'm talking about Casino, every time I'm talking about the casino, I'm actually talking about how I'm leaving everything up to chance type of thing, right? And so I'm just trying to explain that you know, even though I'm trying my best, there's a lot to do with chance, right? And it's a lot to do with quite fate as well, right? So
yes, And on that note, talking about like I said, fate and chance, because people aren't sure what's that.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, there's destined things and that are fated, and then there's a chance. Because if you decide I'm going to be in New York in December, you'll be in New York in December if that's your destined or your fated position. But you could say, well, I'll be in New York in December, but on the road trip there, I'm taking a car and I'm going to hit every state in North America, or I'll visit all the provinces and then end up going past Niagara Falls to, you know, to New York. That's going to be a different experience that you're going to have along the way. Or you could say, well, I'm going to fly. And you're from Canada, so I could fly in to New York. I'll wait till December to get the prices right. And so there's choices that we make that give us all these experiences that form who we are, help to educate us, help us to grow and learn. And that's with everybody else that we're around. I mean, it's not in this world that we're supposed to just stay in one room all of our lives and that's how we're going to learn. It's not going to happen. We have to interconnect with one another for these experiences. So I love the fact that you brought that up in the song Casino. And I'll take a listen right now to Casino. My kick's back.
Joker, I can pick it, got like 50 cousins on my hands. I better smoke up. I'm so drunk, I need a bartender, understands. I'm at this sober. Now you see me, now you don't. I just went to the can. I'm here for exposure. Run casino every night, I leave that shit a chance. Yeah, run casino every night, I leave that shit a chance. Yeah, well, they don't ever think about it, all they do is ask. Oh, well, they start serving drinks, but I still got a fucking flask. Yeah, that's fast, cause you crack ass niggas, I should all over my brand new pants. Yeah, so I hit that BMO. Yeah, we trapping niggas. No, hey poppy, call your amigos. Fuck that pussy on repo. Take notes, that bitch got deep low. Take a toe, catch more while I leave hoes. Should've talked to her niggas on D-Lows. I don't fuck with that shit, need to re-roll. Posh pass, better make decisions based on all my visions. All my niggas listen, I'm as quick as silver, but a slot sheen. So funny, like Mr. Bean. Left hook, when a zaddy hits a bad bitch with a bad boy, shat me stress. I'm in the back, hit a whip, cause I can't drop. I'm intoxicated, that's how I live my life. He's bluffing, fuck. I see the chance of his sort to make loving. I'm tucking, yeah. The bitch in the bed, bitch, you know we ain't cuffing, we fucking, yeah. Billy don't think he just made assumptions, just flexing, yeah. Run a casino, we needed a function, yeah. Yo, I'm not the narrow one, I gotta play. I see the money like have a nice day. Pack it about, what's up by the bay? I know that they must be ready to spray with ammunition that they're ready to lay. But fuck it, cause I'll be on top of the game. When they see me, they be switching like lanes. Because I hit that BMO. Yeah, we trapping a casino. Hey, poppy, call your amigos. Fuck that pussy on repo. Take notes, that bitch got deep low. Take a toe, catch more while I leave hoes. Should've talked to her niggas on D-Lows. I don't fuck with that shit, need to re-roll. Just let it be, yo. Ultimately, it's his own destiny, yeah. This shit ain't free, yo. Come with a price and it could be the leap, yeah. The trappers know me, yo. I'm the nigga in the back running green, yeah. Yo, bitch, believe, fuck. I only show what she wanna see, yo. I'm doing me, yeah. Fucking mentality, I'm on a wave, yeah. Call them all brothers and they know the way that I'm moving. I don't misbehave, fuck. I'm calling Dave, yeah. This better bring my ass up to a spade, yeah. I'm getting paid, yo. But only for half of the shit that I made, yo. Need to get laid, fuck. I've been grinding for a million days, yo. Look at the page, yeah. I got lyrics that'll have you amazed, yeah. This in a race, yeah. But I'm still willing, I'm switching the pace, yeah. This never lace, yeah. This to complain about the way that it tastes, yo. Because I hit that BMO, yeah. We trapping the casino. Hey, poppy, call your amigos. Fuck that pussy on repo. Take notes, that bitch got deep blow. Take a toe, catch more while I leave hoes. Should've talked to her niggas on D-Lows. I don't fuck with that shit, need to re-roll.
Speaking about music for the topic today and its effect on us with the rapper and lyricist Six Pack. We just listened to Casino, and his point he was telling us earlier was to inspire us. And you submitted another song that I want to cover now called Cosmos. Okay? And I thought that was kind of a shock to me that there would be a rap song about the cosmos. So can you tell me how that came to you?
So everything is about the cosmos, right? I'm sure, especially if you're tuned into this this podcast, I'm sure you know that, right? And so it's just that I was just trying to make a song to just talk about how that everything is kind of just up there, you know, and there's so much more to where we are than what we can actually see, right? So in that song, I just kind of go over that, and I go over a bunch of different things. I kind of just... there is always that aspect of flow where it's like, you know, whatever is coming to your head type of thing. But there's always, like I said, there is always that code, and cosmos, the meaning behind that is essentially just that there's so much more around us that we can see.
I feel like
we are all just kind of up in the cosmos, you know what I mean?
And that's good, because you realize that that's really where we come from, the cosmos. And what we're, people don't realize, and that's my work as a metaphysical spiritual teacher all these years, is to get people to understand that it is that divine cosmos that we're supposed to pay attention to, that guidance. There's a little joke that says something about the mind says, geez, I don't know what I should do, or I've never been there before. And the heart says, oh no, you listen to me, it feels good, just go for it. And they're arguing back and forth, well, I don't know. And the heart says, yeah, I feel it. And then the soul says, why don't you two just shut up and listen to me? I've got the map, which is the truth. Okay, so ultimately, when it comes up, we have a hard time realizing that. And my whole work is to keep people connected in their own way, in their own time, to that cosmos or the divine force. We're all a part of that cosmos. And literally, so it was really nice to hear that one. How can I say, because it brought a lot to the picture, and that you're opening to it, because everybody has to. This is part of our existence. It's kind of like I said before, if you were in a room where the door was closed and you didn't go outside your house, you're not going to know what's going on out there. You're not going to feel it or see it. You don't realize. It's if you left somebody in a time warp for 40 years, it's going to look totally different when they come out. And so it's important for people to realize that these things are impacting us the whole time. I remember with this particular station, this is the second radio show, but this station I really liked, because it was the first, the largest of its time, Indy 100. It's Indy100.com, but it was a regular radio station that used to be produced by Lockheed Martin back in the day, and that was crazy. And so it changed its realization that people were only staying in the cars for maybe 20 minutes or more on their way to work, and that's all they listened to. And they wouldn't listen anymore. So the owner of the station literally decided, I think, and got an idea from the cosmos, that he should put it out, and he put it out all over the world. So literally, listeners from all over the entire world. And ultimately, I had done some 400-something shows or more, hundreds of shows. I had no time to put it up. So I put it on an archive site, because media has that. And then I realized, oh my God, all these feeds are going all over everywhere. So not only through the station, but through everywhere else. And this is the genre that we have today. So it's an important step. But it was one man that decided, before everybody else was doing it, that he was going to, no, let's take it to the internet, because people can listen while they're working. People can listen in at night. And we did the stats for the station, and we found that most people would listen 3 to 4 hours, not 20 minutes, like regular radio on the, you know, the station. And we thought, wow, this is pretty good. And so ultimately, they get to choose. Now the station has a format to on demand, so people can choose what they want. So can you imagine that station manager was inspired, or station owner was inspired, to do something a little different. And then everybody follows, but he was on the heels of when nobody was doing it. And now we have a lot, so we still have free will choice. But I like the fact that it can go across the air and radio, as well as through all the media. And now I'm trying to get it faster paced to get some of the stuff back up on YouTube now, because I've done so much of the radio. Just as easy now with the media, the software can do it. So if you know how. The point is, we go through change. They didn't have this quality back in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. They were still working off a tape. That old stuff, you know, you can hear and see this, hear the sound of ADAC tape, you know, when you hear old music and stuff. So the point is, we grow. And so does our music grow. And I like the fact that you pick pieces that were going to be of this kind of element. And so now for the audience, I'd like to play Cosmos, a six pack. The Nico.
Got a color, bit another, but it tastes so. Mix a vodka in my coat with some chase. Ooh, I got the dollars, better turn that shit to pesos. Got a foreign bitch, I should let my race. Oh, that's why she moving weights for the day. Don't she know that she a precious bitch that do not need a show? She got her ass up on the pole and now she twerking. 9 to 5, I'm talking AM, then she's working. weekend. And I'm just trying to work out for the beat, yeah. But I swear the beat is trying to work with me, yeah, yeah. Then the beat is teaching me my melody, oh. But my lyrics go, but my legacy, whoa. Whoa, whoa, got my producer on the D-Lows. Working the computer and the mouse and the keyboard. Chilling in the zen and he never ever get bored. Steady ride the stems like a motherfucking beat, what? Yeah, they got bigger trappers that are dealing with the narco. So I got my foot inside the door, but I ain't Pablo. I be shopping Louis when I should be shopping Aldo. Two blunts and a shorty got me up inside the cosmos. Oh, I'm just chilling in the cosmos. Oh, I'm just chilling in the cosmos. Yeah, I'm just chilling in the cosmos. 2 months and a shorty got me up inside the cosmos. All I see around me is space. Oh, stars are shining, you should see my face. Yeah, I just learned the meaning of a race. Yo, so simplistic, I forgot about this place. Oh, now I got a couple thoughts to ponder. Over here, over there, yonder. How come I don't wonder about these things when I'm sober? Guess I got flaws I'ma fix when I'm older. Yeah, I got tricks on my sleeves until my shoulders. And I'm playing poker with my life, I ain't a folder. But she can take the sleeves when the weather's getting colder. Leave me in a trance when I get the cold shoulder. Hey, all I see around me is space. Yo, stars are shining, you should see my face. Thought I dropped a body, but my body is the base. Whoa, thought it was a hobby, but I turned it into fame. Ain't coming back for no game, yeah. Yo, ain't coming back for no game, no. Thought it was a hobby, but I turned it into fame, no. Waiting in the lobby for this bitch, it look the same, yo. She don't know the meanings of the game, she tried to play. Got bigger trappers that are dealing with the narco. So I got my foot inside the door, but I ain't Pablo. I be shopping Louis when I should be shopping Aldo. Two blunts and a shorty got me up inside the cosmos. Oh, I'm just chilling in the cosmos. Oh, I'm just chilling in the cosmos. Yeah, I'm just chilling in the cosmos. 2 months and a shorty got me up inside the cosmos.
Gunja Genshi, we be chilling in the cosmos. With the gods and demons on the bed, they are on. We ain't never stressing but the ups and our goals. Cause we be some ghosts, you can't see us when we be outdoors. Don't be fucking with me or my gang. Cause we gon' be coming in with the loud and make it dang. Like a smoke, but leaving now, you niggas looking pale and blank. You be limping for a scumbag, go be acting like Tom Hanks. My foes be the menace for your head. They be sticking onto you like it's some butter on some bread. So don't be thinking that you can find me with your shitty leg. Cause when I start shooting, you know the bullets are gon' be spread. Demons on the blush, and when you blend, they be waiting for your ass up cause they can fucking zen. You be living life like it's another game. The only difference is you go when I got unlimited. Wake up in the morning feeling fried, ain't gon' lie. Like the demons tryna get into my mind, they be trying. But it ain't that easy cause I got some angels on my side. They just guarding all the demons that tryna cut me in line.
They got bigger trappers that are dealing with the narco. So I got my foot inside the door, but I ain't Pablo. I be shopping Louis when I should be shopping Aldo. Two blunts and a shorty got me up inside the cosmos. Oh, I'm just chilling in the cosmos. Oh, I'm just chilling in the cosmos. Yeah, I'm just chilling in the cosmos. 2 months and a shorty got me up inside the cosmos.
And we're back. That was Cosmos by Sixpack. And it was interesting that you brought that to rap. Like I said earlier, I had not heard a song about the cosmos so much in rap music. Other genres, perhaps, and not that much, and even in music. But when you brought it up, I thought, oh my goodness, this is awesome. And so ultimately, not only did it sound awesome to us, we love to thank you for all your music. But today, I'd like to offer you a gift back from me. Remember, I mentioned we all have those talents and abilities. And I want people to understand how this is done in the proper professional way. It should be. As a metaphysical spiritual teacher all my life, I have also been a professional or master psychic. And this is quite different from storefront gypsy, that kind of thing. What happens is I came and was raised from an academic-based family, but psychic since very early childhood, 5 or so. And I figured, you know, God would not give a little kid this kind of a gift for nothing, but I knew it had to be utilized in the right way, learning in the highest way for the benefit of humankind. Otherwise, I would take the brunt of it karmically if it was used in the wrong way. And that's the important part. Knowledge should empower others, not detract or pull away. And so out there, as you see in the world, there are high school kind of genre psychics or grammar school psychics or, like I said, graduate school or college psychics. They're different kinds. So you want to be usually by referral or by your guidance, be guided by your heart and soul to where you're meant to be. Okay, but it is a divine service. And that's what it always has been. And it's been since time immemorial. All our great saints and sages always had a divine input from someone that would give them that input, and then they make their decisions from. So ultimately, how it works for me, because each one of us are quite different, is I am psychic, clairvoyant, clairaudient. I hear and I see, in fact, all the clairs, that long list, clairsentience, clairfustians, all that. But I just use astrology, numerology, palmistry, tarot, graphology. I know all those sciences very well. but I prefer to only use them as a third point of reference for confirmation. If you know, mine has a hermetic cross on, but it's just a third point because I'm such a hard, fast skeptic. I want at least three things going for somebody's life. Now, what ends up happening is literally all these qualities I will see in here, we're going to ask you as my gift for coming on the show today, if you will accept my offer for the mini reading. Real reading is 1 hour. I can't do that here. We're going to cover your question. They're going to tell you the answer and all about how it affects you in your life. Always you have free will, as everyone should, to apply the information or not. While you're thinking of that question, just letting the audience know, I've done over 50,000 readings in my career. That's a low estimate too, by the way. I went really low trying to add it all up for all these years. My clients are celebrities, doctors, lawyers. They say clients for many years. The average person from all over the world. Okay, the gift is not to amuse me in my own bedroom. It's literally for the benefit of others, as I mentioned, all talents are in the highest way. But it's not good enough just to be psychic. The studies must continue. The growth must be guided and continued. And the practice and alignment to the divine universe, God creator, must happen. And by the way, you've heard me say that name a lot during the show. It has nothing to do with God creator, God, all there is, force, you know, I could say it's source. It has nothing to do with man's 35,000 religions that man invented. It's our own personal connection we promised to the divine universe in our own way. Nobody's business how we connect. It never had anything to do with Saturday and Sunday. And so where everybody finds their source is what we want to promote, okay? So you can specify a question. I'll help you phrase it if you need.
So my question is whether or not I'm on the right path.
Okay. With your music, your rap, or with your career path? Which one?
With the music.
Okay. You want to know what would be best for the greatest, that is good for your soul to continue your rap? Don't worry about what friends or family think right now, not society. And don't worry about what everybody else's troubles or tribulations are. In your own mind or tribulations, your own mind, I want you to focus in your own way with love and respect to God, Allah, the divine universe, in your mind, non-verbally thinking this question, that phrase that way. Would it be best for the greatest, highest good of your soul to continue with rap, your rap? Say stop whenever you want me to stop shuffling, please. Think it to the divine in your own heart and soul with love and respect to them always. Would it be best for the greatest, highest good of your soul to continue with your rap? Say stop whenever you're ready for me to stop.
Stop.
Okay. 1 second. People that don't realize that Tarot was a divine gift to open the God's eye or the pineal. It has a way it should be utilized, always with safety, always with guidance and knowledge. It has a way to be respected. Each card out of the 78 can mean 35,000 different things, but it means it to that particular reader, no one else, okay? And literally on TV, glass breaks, somebody screams when they see certain cards. No, that's not what it ever meant. But we want to tune that reader, if proficient, if professional, we'll read it from the divine universe for the benefit of that person's growth. And as I said, you always have free will to apply the information or not. On the pathway you're headed, I'm happy to say six pack. The answer is yes. Kind of shocked because I'm not sure what they're going to say each time. But it shows me, not only is the answer yes, it shows me you have the love of, looks like mother figure here, wanting you to be your best and your highest and talented, wanting you to be happy. This female has water signs strong within her. She could have been born under the sign of Pisces or Cancer or Scorpio, her sun or her moon, her rising. That's okay, not for people to need to understand, but I know this is a quality about her. It also shows your attitude and approach. Your big thing is, I don't want to get stuck in some job I hate. That's underlying your thought, like, I don't know, I see people just working. Well, what happens is jobs are what we take while we're working on career. The point is, the people we
get. That's an amazing way to put it right there.
Does it help? Because what happens is people aren't stuck unless they want to be stuck. But if it wasn't for your job, you would not have met me. Now you understand the purpose. Okay, so the universe has a way of connecting us. It also shows me you don't want to limit your ideas. You want to be able to expand, even in the genre of rap. You're saying, don't limit me or what I can or can't do. I want to do this. I want to share this information. But because you're sharing with your heart and soul, and you see there are too many parameters or limitations that people put, and you're saying, I don't want to put any of that on my life. Now, the interesting thing, you're wondering, well, am I too young? No, because the talent's been there since you were six. You just put it to lyric and music later on, and you had your points of inspiration for that. What I like was you mentioned first inspiration, first and foremost, was what you received in your downloading in your dream state, which was awesome. That's pure state. It also shows me on the path where you're headed, ultimately the divine universe, God creator's information on this. It shows me you're going to meet a young female. It could be around your age. She could also be strong with water sign and her birth chart, her sun sign and Pisces or Cancer or Scorpio or her personal planets. It shows me sun, moon, or rising, okay? But she may give you an input that says, I don't know, but you have to rise to the occasion. But there's something she's going to say that will leave a little spark. You haven't met her yet. It'll be a little spark to let you know that it's to a go-ahead for you. And what you want to remember is even when you're talking to people, there's always a divine inspiration through that person's mouth for your benefit if you're open to receive it, literally, okay? So it does show me the divine universe is saying that you've been given lots of ideas. Come on, six pack. But you even haven't put them down yet. So go to the dollar store, get that journal out there and keep writing. It shows me there's been a pause or a stop on all the downloading that I've been giving you. Let it flow. If you maybe perhaps take some time during the day that, or once during the week that you were let a download come through for yourself, whatever works for you to bring that information forth for every generation, not just, or who you're speaking to. That dynamic is all of us, all of us. All souls start at the same time. We're all the same age. And some are slow at learning, some are not going to learn, some we feel sorry for, but we want to help inspire them, okay? But the point is here, it shows me all of a sudden there's some sort of opportunity for an audition, or for you to place or perform live. And it looks like to me like it's, it could be a talent show or something like this, where you want to get seen or there's a good prize from it, or being noticed for your work. So not only is it, yes, it shows me those kind of qualities, but your skill set of writing, your soul brought that this life. Your soul brought it. And as I said, that talent, I have clients that make $250,000 for the script. You've got that kind of quality or that ability. And so it shows me that soul brought that writing skill set in, literally promising God and the divine universe to give it to the rest of the world and to enjoy. You're not expected to be perfect. Nobody's going to be a saint down here, literally. What ends up happening is we all have stuff to work out. Everybody on the planet, every country has stuff to work out, every official has to stuff that they have to work out. So on the level that we're at is where we're supposed to start. Clean up our own crap and garbage. And hence, we help to inspire other people to do the same. Hence, a better world. So ultimately, it shows me here that you are trying to figure out, should you go for study or for school and things like that? Yes, you can still do that. Remember, jobs are what you take while you're working on career. So remember, all those dynamics have an interplay. All those ideologies come for you so you can expand. For me, the learning doesn't stop. I used to read a book a week. Now it's 5 at a time. So what happens is, but I still am open to continue the downloading of knowledge in the highest way possible. So ultimately, you want to strive and try in this lifetime, like I said, to keep that connection. And it shows me the divine universe has given you a list of songs, a list of stuff to do. Write it down. We learn in high school physics, or we used to, there's, like I said, things exist in three dimensions in this world. And what ends up happening in the first dimension is a thought or an idea. It's like a gaseous bubble of thought is. It'll float off or fade away. That's one dimension, okay? But we know for two points to touch in two dimensions, we have to write it down, or when two things point. And when you write something down, it now exists on a piece of paper two-dimensionally. It's there, okay? It takes two points to form things in the third dimension. Or in a manifest, literally. So don't keep them just here. When that moment comes, grab that piece, that journal, and write it down. Let the flow happen. You can clean it up or change it later, but at least it's down. Because if you'll notice, sometimes the universe gives the same idea to several people at once. There you go. Several people at once. They'll give them to, how can I say, five people the same idea, and they'll sound similar, hoping one human gets out of the way and gives it to all the rest of us. So it's not a stolen idea. It actually was into five different people that might be inspired, hoping one would get out of their own way and get out there and give it to the public. So that's what it's for. But on the path where you're headed, that dynamic is important to keep the connection. But I like the fact that I don't care if you see 50, 100 people for the audition or for the process, for the piece, you're going to get it. It shows me that you come in like a golden light. Oh, yeah, him. Okay. So open up your heart and soul to the divine universe as you keep giving us your talents and gifts. Now, people can hear your work as literally six pack on Spotify and other places around the internet.
It's 6IXPAK on any streaming services, whatever you use.
So it's the number 6?
And then, it's the number 6 and then IXPAK.
Okay, number 6,
IXPAK.
PAK. Okay, go ahead.
And that's what it is. Okay. So it's not any streaming services.
All right, so they can hear it. The number 6, IXPAK, for those who didn't get it. And for more.
And I'll give you like a little, pretty much what that means is like what 6-pack is.
Please.
Six is like Toronto, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that, right? And then pack is like Pakistan.
I didn't know that.
Right? Oh, yeah, so like it's like east, it's kind of like a west and east, right? I'm in the west, but I came from the east, so 6-pack.
Gotcha. Okay, so they can listen for more information about what you do, and you, I'm sure, be performing out there for the world to see as well. And so for me, for anybody that wants more information about what I do, I give talks, speaker, and lectures and conferences all over the world, as well as my personal private readings. You can find more information about me at www.AntoniaLau.org. Or you can write me or email me at info@AntoniaLau.org. And I want to thank you for being on the show today. It was wonderful, 6-pack. Here's to you and your career and all that you offer us and your talents. And I want to wish the audience all the best. Thank you.
Best for the Joker. I can pick a guy like 50 cousins on my head.